Back to Tesh Matters with Jeff Boggs. Phone lines are open. Reach out and touch Jeff at 367-1240.
About a minute after 11 o'clock, our Mellow Joy Coffee Time. My pleasure to welcome back to the show from IDF, Mike Tarantino. And I know, Mike, I've said this before. One of the reasons I know it's a pleasure seeing you in the studios, I know it's Friday.
Absolutely.
Or more than likely Friday.
Well, I love bringing that kind of good news to the station once a month.
There you go.
Happy Friday to you, man.
Very good. Trust you've been well?
Absolutely. How about yourself?
Absolutely. Again, great time of year. Hard to not be in a good mood.
Beautiful Chamber of Commerce weather. That's
absolutely. What we like to call it. Another event coming up this weekend, and you and I have talked about whether it was last week's literary festival, previous activities downtown. There's been a lot more to come in the next month, but that's all economic development too.
Always something great to do in Iberia Parish. We encourage folks not just to come down for the day, but to stay a while. Come stay a while and really get a chance to see all of the wonderful things that Iberia Parish has to offer. And yes, absolutely, it helps all of our businesses when we bring in those great visitors. And so welcome to those visitors who are in our community for the first time.
Absolutely. Monday or Tuesday, I met a guy, I'm trying to remember where he was from Kentucky. Because we're talking about my dad has some roots in Kentucky. And he has written a book. And I said, were you here for the literary festival? He goes, no, I missed it.
Oh.
But he was here because of Dave Robichaux's show.
And there's always next year, that's for sure. That's right. Absolutely. We'll talk about that a little bit in the report. I got a few comments about what a wonderful literary festival it was. And really something that, we'll talk more about it, but just an all-around great festival. Whether you're a book lover or not, it's not just it's a great literary festival, but it's not just a literary festival. So many wonderful things to do.
Real good. Remind us again, IDF, what it's all about.
Sure. The Iberia Industrial Development Foundation is the primary facilitator for economic and community development for Iberia Parish, all its municipalities, and all its business and industrial parks. And we're the folks that go out there and hustle for businesses and help existing businesses continue to grow so that we can bring more jobs and more prosperity to our area. And we're a real public-private partnership. We're run by a 21-member board of directors. Half of our board comes from the public sector, the parish president, all of the mayors, members of both city and parish councils, the port directors, the tourism directors, superintendent of schools, everybody on the public side. And then the other side of our board is made up of private business owners and investors who have a real passion for economic development in our community. It's really one of the only places in the parish where public and private get to sit at the same table and really guide the activities on what we can do together and do our best to overcome the challenges that sometimes befall us to bring this community forward and make it great. So we're also an investor-driven organization. We're run by private businesses and invested in by private businesses. And so we encourage folks who want to be part of the economic development effort to check out our website at iberiabiz.org. That's iberiabiz.org. There you can learn about how to become a member of our organization and help us as we all move forward together.
Real good, real good. Want to go around the table or other things you want to bring about first?
Well, we can jump right into the meeting. And our board meets the second Thursday of each month at 101 Burke Street here in beautiful downtown New Iberia. That's where our offices are. We're so happy to be guided by a wonderful board of directors led by our chairman this year, Mr. Corey Kimball of the Bayou Companies. Corey's doing a great job, and we really appreciate his guidance as we do the rest of our board members throughout the year. So Corey got the meeting started and, of course, handed it off to me for a few initial announcements. And I mentioned to our board that last month's Delta Biofuels meet and greet. Delta Biofuels, for those that are just tuning in, is a company that is locating here in Iberia Parish. They'll be doing bagasse pelletization for the energy industry, and they're investing $100 million in their brand new facility here in Iberia Parish, hiring a few hundred folks, and they've begun the hiring process right now. And so they hosted a meet and greet last month, and were able to get a number of applications and for some really good really good skilled people. And so they were very pleased with the turnout, as were we. If you or your listeners are interested in job opportunities at Delta Biofuels, I encourage you to check out their website at deltabiofuel.com. They're hiring plan is there, all of the contacts and whatnot for how you can explore career opportunities with this brand new company right here in Iberia Parish.
I would imagine it talks about whether it's skilled labor or we're going to teach you how to do this.
Skilled labor, folks, if you know, training opportunities, SLCC is going to be also hosting some training opportunities along with Delta Biofuel, as is a program called LED Fast Start. So there'll be a lot of great training opportunities. So whether you know the process or don't, I encourage folks to check it out. I think there'll be a lot of great opportunities for everyone there. It'll be located right on Highway 90, right near the M.A. Patu Sugar Mill facility, very near to the folks, our good neighbors there in Generet. And so we encourage you to check that out. Also on that website, deltabiofuel.com, you'll see a video of some of their processes and what their facility is going to look like and stuff like that. So really, really neat to see, and we certainly appreciate their investment in our area.
You mentioned SLCC. Got a press release suggesting a rebranding is coming.
South Louisiana Community College is the primary trainer for workforce here in our area. A great resource for, you know, traditional community college style, you know, associate degrees and things like that, but also a huge provider of workforce training, skills training, working very closely with area employers, and they are going through a rebranding process right now. It'll be very interesting to see how that turns out. I'm honored to serve on a number of their advisory committees, and, you know, talking about the curriculum and what employers need and the skill sets that they need, and so it'll be a great thing to see.
Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. So also announced that One Acadiana, who is formerly the Lafayette Chamber of Commerce, but also serves as a regional organization that brings both chamber and economic development partners together to discuss and work on common issues, hosted a panel luncheon last month where the panel consisted of all the local economic developers from the seven parish Acadiana area. We were able to present what's going on in Iberia Parish and talk about the great things that are happening here and some of our plans for the future and to work with area businesses on making those things happen. And so we were certainly honored to be a featured panelist at their luncheon. And so we appreciate One Acadiana and what they're doing to bring all of the various parishes together to cooperate and coordinate activities.
Real good, real good.
The Greater Iberia Chamber of Commerce hosted a coffee talk. Their Workforce Development Committee hosted a coffee talk last month. The main speaker, of course, was Parish President Larry Richard, and he had an opportunity to talk about all the great things that are happening in Iberia Parish and asked me a few questions, and I was able to chime in on a few items. And so we appreciate the chamber putting those kinds of activities on. I thought it was very informative. It was a great crowd, and looking forward to future coffee talks with the chamber where we can continue to engage the community on not only on the good, positive things that are happening, but on the things that we all need to invest in to continue to keep this momentum moving forward.
Gotcha.
And also I mentioned to the board that our podcast, The Mic Drop with Mike Tarantino, just recently posted its latest episode with Gary Colden, the new director at the Greater Iberia Chamber of Commerce. I don't know if you've had a chance to meet Gary.
I think I've waved to him.
Yeah.
And there's a regular face that has been walking into the chamber lately.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any official announcement of his being here.
Well, that the recent Eggs and Issues, the chamber's recent Eggs and Issues event, they announced it. I had an opportunity to introduce myself, and so he agreed graciously to come on our podcast. And so I encourage folks to check out The Mic Drop with Mike Tarantino. You can find that on Spotify and Podbean and learn all about Gary. And we certainly welcome him to the business development community. I think he's been in Iberia Parish for some time now, a former banker. And so he's got a lot of experience there. And so looking forward to working with Gary and, of course, the hardworking chamber staff on what they do each and every day.
All right.
And so we moved on from there. And, of course, Parish President Larry Richard is on our board, and he mentioned quite a bit about the upcoming tax elections, both the renewals and some of the new taxes that are being requested or for consideration, both the dedicated road tax. The sheriff is seeking some additional dollars for salaries and personnel raises and things
and
of that
again,
nature.
And again, those are separate ballot items.
Separate ballot items,
and,
that's right.
And one is just unincorporated, the one for roads, and some of the millages are, I'm pretty sure, parish-wide, but the sheriff's is parish-wide.
That's right. Thank you for that clarification. I appreciate that. And there'll also be some renewals of some existing parish taxes as well. So I encourage folks to, of course, to vote. Early voting starts Saturday. And, you know, take the time to read the propositions and really understand what's going on there. These are very important investments in our community all around. And so he, you know, was able to give us a quick update on where things stand on getting out the word. There have been a number of different town halls, a number of different speaking engagements, both from the parish president and from Sheriff Romero and many others, on educating the public on what these things will entail. And we certainly appreciate him bringing that up at our board meeting. He also mentioned that the next Household Waste Day is scheduled and will be coming soon, and that may be on Election Day.
It may be. I want to say so.
So as you go out to vote, bring that special household waste with you and drop it off. I think it's usually in the parking lot behind the courthouse is where it usually is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I encourage you to check that out. And, you know, we help us as we all work together to keep the community as clean as we can.
No doubt. And again, properly get rid of some of this stuff that shouldn't be in your normal waste stream.
Right. There are some, I don't have that source here, but I'll bet you if you go to IberiaParishGovernment.net, IberiaGov.net, there you go, IberiaGov.net, it'll give you a list of all of the things that will be collected at the upcoming Household Waste Day. A very important event. We appreciate the parish government putting that on, of course. President Richard also mentioned that the Bayou Teche debris removal project is ongoing. There are all kinds of trees and other obstructions being taken out of the Bayou Teche right now to improve access from, you know, boats and commerce and other things. And so they're working very hard to pull that out. There's a lot of industrial traffic and a lot of commercial traffic that comes through down the Bayou Teche, particularly from, you know, sugar mills and our boat builders in the Lauraville area. And so this regular cleaning and this major cleaning of Bayou Teche debris removal is going to be a big boon to us and to our community. We appreciate everyone's hard work on that, of course. The Jefferson South Canal flood control project is beginning. There have been a number of different flood control structures and projects going on, many times out of the public eye, out in the marsh areas and canal areas where people don't normally see it, but so very important to continue to improve those things for area-wide drainage. And so he announced that Jefferson South Canal flood control project is ongoing. And he also mentioned that the gumbo fiber project is going on now. Now, the gumbo fiber project, it's not the gumbo cook-off, right? It's something totally different. The gumbo fund, which is
gumbo fiber, would be when your chicken really breaks down and it just looks like fibers in there.
Something like that. There's also a gumbo fund that's facilitating a number of connections for fiber optic connectivity for faster internet and for additional internet connectivity in our parish. That fiber optic project continues to extend internet and faster internet service all over our parish, and so that continues to be ongoing. Again, that's one of those underground projects that you sometimes don't see, but it's continuing to expand at a great clip, and so we encourage that as an ongoing offering along with the other great internet providers and in our community.
For some reason, I've thought about pasta with gumbo instead of rice. Has anyone ever tried that?
I've not, but that sounds like something great for the melange category in the upcoming thing. We need to try that out.
Yeah, I'm really curious about that now.
All right.
I was thinking fibrous gumbo, you know, spaghetti strands, but I'd probably want to use a different type of pasta that's easier in a spoon.
I've heard crazier things, so that's good. That's
okay.
Good. All right, moving on. Sorry. Mayor Freddie DeCourt is on our board as well, and he mentioned that the crime cameras project is moving forward and ongoing. And so that's some, you know, additional activities to continue to fight crime and to continue to keep crime as low as possible in our city. And so Mayor DeCourt is moving very quickly on that. He also mentioned that the road projects, city street projects, are ongoing as well. The focus is on law enforcement, roads, and drainage right now within the city. There's a lot of things going on, but that's the big focus in those three particular arenas, and they're making a lot of headway on that. So we appreciate the mayor, as always, participating with us and giving us those great updates. Mo Sanji, the director of the Acadiana Regional Airport, is on our board as well. He mentioned that he'll be traveling to Washington, D.C. soon to work with the Federal Aviation Administration on some federal funding and on some federal regulations in two important places. First of all, on the regulation side, we've talked quite a bit over the years about seeking a noise waiver for the National Noise Reduction Act of 1972. This would allow a whole new class of aircraft to come into our area and to come into our airport for maintenance, repair, overhaul, for international air cargo, and other things as well. Very important project to grow our airport. It's going to require some noise waivers, and so our board passed a resolution in support so that Mo could have that in hand when he went up to Washington, D.C. We certainly support that.
And that would only affect the airport area.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, they're not looking for national change.
No. Yeah. This would be just for Acadiana Regional Airport so that we can attract a particular class of aircraft internationally so that we can bring bigger business and more business and more activity to our wonderful airport. And so we of course, want to support Mr. Sanji and the Iberia Parish Airport Authority as they move to grow the airport in that way. And on the funding side, Aviation Exteriors, AVEX, who has always been the leader in aircraft painting, has now expanded to offer maintenance, repair, and overhaul, conversions and things, heavy checks, a whole host of other aircraft, aeroframe and power plant work. At Acadiana Regional Airport is seeking to expand with new hangars, some major new hangar construction. And so Mr. Sanji's going to be seeking some additional funding from the federal side on that, and we passed a resolution in support of that as well. So happy to support Mo and what his staff is doing and what the Iberia Parish Airport Authority is doing to bring more aviation traffic and great job opportunities to the airport.
Very good.
Let's see. Moving on to Superintendent of Schools, Heath Hulam. Mr. Hulam's on our board as well. We really appreciate his service. He mentioned that this has been a great period for sales tax collection. I'll share some of those on our economic indicators report here in a few minutes. But a 10% net increase in sales tax collection, that's the net increase when you take out some of the audit payments. In that mix, it's been a record sales tax collection year. That's a direct result of some of the retail sales that I'll be sharing with you here in a few minutes. And so congratulations to the school board, and thank you to all the folks in our area who continue to shop locally and who continue to support our system in that way.
Yeah, again, we learned to pivot during the pandemic, and that was probably one of them that we really benefited from, and hopefully learned that we got stuff here too.
Absolutely, and there are many folks from surrounding communities and surrounding parishes who are discovering Iberia Parish is a great place to shop, and we appreciate them doing it as well. Mr. Hulan also mentioned that the summer programs that the schools offer, the registration is on now. He encouraged students to register through their local high school guidance counselors for those summer programs that the schools offer. The chamber, Ms. Lisher, of course, is the representative of the chamber and is working with us this year. The Chamber of Commerce banquet is going to be next Thursday, their annual banquet. And, of course, their keynote speaker this year will be Dr. Lauren Scott. Dr. Scott, for those who don't know, Dr. Scott is an eminent economist through LSU. He's got a number of road shows and tours that he makes throughout the state each year to kind of give forecasting on where the Louisiana economy is going to go, and he's got a lot of great insights about Iberia Parish. And so looking forward to hearing from Dr. Scott at the Chamber's banquet this year. The Chamber's office here on Main Street in beautiful downtown New Iberia will be undergoing some facade improvements soon, so we'll see some construction right next door.
Seems they just painted that thing.
Yep, they're going to be doing a few additional things to update the facade, and very exciting and looking forward to it's a great office
here. They can feel free to come next door here.
Absolutely, I'll pass that on. I'll pass that on, and we'll see what we can do. But congratulations to the Chamber on moving forward with that. Another thing that the Chamber wanted me to mention, of course, was their monthly supper club. So the Chamber members are encouraged to join in on the Chamber's monthly supper club. The supper club is where the Chamber members are encouraged to gather at a particular local restaurant each month, not only to support that restaurant, but also to do some great networking and to support local business and to have a great meal right here locally each month. So contact the Chamber offices, of course. They can be reached at 337-364-1836 to learn about that schedule and where those Chamber members will be meeting each month.
Also looking forward to a couple getting set to open up downtown here.
Absolutely. I tell you what, people wanted steakhouses, and we've got a couple of steakhouses coming to Iberia Parish soon. So just another great addition to all the great restaurants that you'll find right here in Iberia Parish. The Chamber also mentioned that they'll be holding their inaugural golf tournament That'll be on June 7th, Friday, June 7th, at Cane Row Golf Club right here in New Iberia. Registration, there'll be a shotgun start, of course. For more information about sponsorships or about participating in their inaugural golf tournament, teeing up for business, I'd encourage you to give them a call, the chamber, at 337-364-1836 and let them know you want to play. Are you a golfer?
I used to be. I don't know what happened. I got a new set of... I picked up as an auction item at an old Andy Smith Band golf tournament back around 2006, 7, 8. I used to play a lot, and I don't know what's happened over the last 10 years.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, golfing is something that I'm, you know, it's an ongoing improvement process for me. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I'm a great customer golfer. In other words, you know, one of those situations where the customer always wins?
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Yeah, I tell you, a neighbor of mine, he didn't have any sons.
Right.
And he would drag me out onto the golf course. I happily go with him. He taught me the game, and I don't think I got any better since I was 13.
Well, I will tell you this. With the Masters coming up soon, I love to watch it. I enjoy watching it. I enjoy seeing how they do it, and I actually enjoy getting out there and playing a bit, but I can't tell you that I'm like the greatest in the world. We keep trying, though.
I do enjoy out being with nature.
Right.
You know, there's some beautiful courses around here.
Right. It'll be interesting to watch the Masters this year and see if that Cardinal recording, you know, they always play that little bird tweeting in the back, if that's actually going to happen again this year. So.
Well, it's probably already happened.
Absolutely. So anyway, the Chambers...
The same way they force the azaleas to bloom at just the right time.
Amazing how that works, right? Yeah. So anyway, great Chamber of Commerce weather and a great opportunity to support the Chamber at their inaugural golf tournament in June. So give those good folks a call. And learn how you can get involved. Mr. Mickey Bellott, local businessman who also runs a number of bed and breakfasts in our area, mentioned to our board that he's working on potentially bringing a national home improvement show episode to New Iberia soon. Working hard on that. Stay tuned for more details there. I won't
looking for help with the baits.
Absolutely. You know, whatever it takes, right? So good home improvement episode. Hopefully he's working on bringing those one here to New Iberia, and looking forward to supporting Mickey in that endeavor. And Denise Delcombe, who is not on our board, but is there Candlewood. She's with Candlewood Suites. They are an IDF member, and she happened to be in attendance. And she reported to our board that there's been a lot of heavy hotel occupancy lately. That's really good to hear.
Attributing it to anything particular?
Well, all of the wonderful events that we're having here locally, a lot of construction traffic, a lot of work traffic, of course. And our First Solar project, the First Solar is building their $1.1 billion facility here in Iberia Parish as well. So Denise reported that, heavy hotel traffic at all of the hotels down there.
Good.
The reason why I bring that up is because anyone who's been out near our hotels know that we've got this wonderful road highway construction going on right now on Highway 90. That'll be going on hot and heavy until at least through May. And so sometimes it could be, you got to really get off find where the detours are to get to our hotels. And so that's really good that despite the wonderful road construction we've got there, people are still finding their way into New Iberia and staying in our hotels and enjoying the events here. And so that's certainly good news as well. Speaking of tourism, Ms. Tammy Gordon, the chairman of the Iberia Parish Convention and Visitors Bureau, was on our board as well. She reported that the Books Along the Tesh Literary Festival went very well. I tell you, the Literary Festival is great if you love books. There's so many activities, authors and great Southern writers and things like that. But there's also so much more for the entire family, whether it's running events or kayak tours or mystery tours or just everything. If there was a fait au deux in the midst of everything, and a statue unveiling down here downtown, James Lee Burke, famous author from right here in Iberia Parish, a statue dedicated to him was unveiled right down here in beautiful downtown New Iberia, and so just a lot went on. Great crowds, from what we understand, and so we want to say thanks to all the volunteers that put that literary festival on each and every day. I encourage folks to check out booksalongthetashliteraryfestival.com for information about next year's festival and how you can get involved. Also, that weekend, Tammy mentioned that on Sunday, the Symphony in the Park, Acadiana Symphony Orchestra came and played a wonderful concert in City Park this weekend to cap off the weekend. Just what a wonderful event that is, sitting under the oak trees, listening to the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra, which is one of the best. They do that every year, the Acadiana Preservation Alliance and Cultural Resources Association and others put that on. And so hats off to Ms. Kathy Indest and many of those who work hard at putting that on each year. And so looking forward to it again next year.
Although there is another one in late June, last Sunday in June, the Stars and Stripes concert with the symphony inside the festival building.
I encourage folks to check that out. Just a wonderful event, very enjoyable. There are so many events, so many things happening in Iberia Parish each and every weekend. The Festival of Live Oaks will be coming up soon at the end of the month. For all of the events, all of the attractions, for some great rates on hotels, motels, bed and breakfast, campgrounds, you name it, I encourage folks to check out iberiatravel.com. That's the official website of the Iberia Convention and Visitors Bureau. A lot of great events, not only here locally, but help us spread the word. Send that link to as many friends and relatives as you can, and help us spread the word about the wonderful events that go on here. And so just wanted to share a few little economic indicators with you as we move toward the conclusion of today's show. At least with me, the Louisiana monthly rig counts are down a bit, as are permits. Those are on Louisiana land and in shallow waters. It does not include deep water rigs, which those counts are significantly up. But those rigs and rig count numbers are down a bit. I think we'll see those things improve. There's a new governor and a new administration in Baton Rouge, and I'm confident that we'll see those numbers improve, especially because we've got really strong crude oil prices per barrel right now.
Looking at over 86 for West Texas Intermediate and Brent crude above 90.
Yeah,
today.
So our prices follow more their Louisiana sweet, which is a number within West Texas Intermediate. You mentioned $86 a barrel?
Yeah, Louisiana light at 88.54, but that's yesterday's number.
Even better. So that's significantly up from the month before, and also significantly up from this point last year. So good oil prices and continuing to improve, and we like to see that. On the flip side, natural gas prices continue to remain lower. I think the last number I saw was 177 per unit.
Just about.
About 177 per unit.
Just less than that now.
That is significantly down across the board. And so, you know, what happens with natural gas...
For this time of year, is that much down?
No,
it was down all winter, though, too.
Right. Well, you know, about August, and I'm looking at the I'll show Jeff there. So starting in August of each year, you typically see these numbers come up because people are anticipating the winter, heating costs and things of that nature, and then they typically drop down. If you look at February and March of this time last year, we were at somewhere around, $2, $2.25 per unit. So it is down overall from when you see those, but it's not significantly down. It is a little predictable for this particular time of year, but we really would like to see those natural gas prices come up over time. And so I think there's a lot of optimism on what we'll see going forward. Another indicator is the Acadiana Regional Airport monthly operations number in March. That was at 3,939 operations at Acadiana Regional. They continue to remain strong. It's higher than this time last year. Mr. Sanji reported that there's a large increase in military traffic coming into our area. There's a new fixed base operator, Freeman Jet Services, who is very close to finishing their brand new facility and their investment in our airport. And so general aviation traffic continues to increase as well. It also includes helicopter traffic, and there's been a lot of great helicopter traffic coming in and out of the airport as well. So good, strong monthly operations numbers at the Acadiana Regional Airport. Two more statistics to share. As a matter of fact, let me go to unemployment rate. Our unemployment rate for February was up 0.2% from the month before at 4.9%. Still very strong, up a little bit over last year, so you can kind of see the trend. It's beginning to increase over the last few
months.
Steady
increase, and I would imagine that's the kind of increases you like. Steady.
Steady.
Yeah.
And it's actually healthy in many ways. I tell folks there are two times here in Iberia Parish when the unemployment rate ticks up a bit. That's right after the sugarcane harvest season, known as grinding here, when those workers are back and available in the mix. And then secondly, as we hit the beginning of the summer, when students are added to the workforce as well. So this is nothing unusual, and it can be healthy a little bit. As long as we stay, you know, stay in this particular range, 6% or less, I think it still remains healthy. Speaking of job opportunities, I encourage folks to check out our Facebook page, Iberia Industrial Development Foundation. We regularly post job opportunity alerts. There are many folks, many businesses across our parish who are looking for folks. So if you're interested in getting into the workforce or moving in the within the workforce, I encourage you to check out that Facebook page for additional opportunities. I want to end on a really positive note, and I'm very pleased to be able to talk with you today about Iberia Parish's monthly retail sales. So just to give you an idea, about 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago now, we started tracking these very closely. We hit about $125 million in 1 month that year. It was record-breaking. We were very excited about it. Have to say, over the next year, though, we've shattered that record at least 7 times over the last year. As a matter of fact, in January of this year, we hit our all-time record of $161 million for that year. February was $140 million, and March is at $147 million. So we continue to remain strong in retail sales across the parish. That is a direct result of folks shopping Iberia Parish first. We continue to stay strong in the retail realm. That is beginning to turn a lot of heads. You're hearing some restaurant announcements. You're hearing some great, you know, grocery numbers, and this is despite inflation. So, you know, I'm told that inflation reflects about 1 to 2% of that number. If you factor out the inflation, it's still incredibly strong, and so that results in higher sales tax collection, which supports just about everything that happens from a public service perspective here in Iberia Parish as well. So, great numbers on the retail sales tax front. Great numbers, strong numbers on the job creation and unemployment front. There's a lot of reasons to be optimistic about Iberia Parish in the upcoming year. We need to kind of keep up that momentum and keep it going and see how the rest of the year unfolds. But good stuff overall.
Real good. Anything you can tease this
month? Well, you know, we mentioned earlier about these two steakhouses that are opening here in Iberia Parish. That seems to be a big request across the
we'll see if people deliver.
The community. That was the message today. Folks, there's a lot of investment that goes into small business. Small business is the backbone of our community in many respects. Food services and restaurants, not only those who are just investing now, but great restaurant and, you know, both local and chains that have already spent years investing in our area. The best way that we can keep that going is to continue to support those things and continue to support them often. And so I encourage folks to check out, you know, all the small businesses, retailers here in Iberia Parish, but particularly the restaurants, because they need our support each and every day. So let's support local and keep it growing.
Real good. Mike, anything else before we let you go?
Nope, not today. Just encourage folks to check out our website at iberiabiz.org. Give our offices a call at 337-367-0834 if you'd like to learn more about joining the IDF, and look forward to talking with you next month.
Always a pleasure, Mike. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.